Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the fragile ceasefire as Israel strikes Hezbollah in Beirut. An escalation unfolds as Israel bombs the suburbs south of Beirut, hitting Hezbollah command centers after a fragile ceasefire mediated by the United States. Iran fires missiles at Israel, signaling a broader clash. He says the strikes are retaliation for Hezbollah actions. Hezbollah claims new attacks as Israel presses its campaign. The article tracks these moves and their toll on civilians, as leaders and militias brace for the next steps in a tense region. Israel bombs Beirut suburbs, hitting Hezbollah command centers during a fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Iran fires missiles at Israel in response to the flare-up, escalating the conflict. Hezbollah claims a drone attack on a military post, while Israel says it hit many Hezbollah targets in the area. Iran closes part of its airspace and halts flights. Syria shuts southern air corridors. The ceasefire remains fragile as clashes continue and casualties are reported on both sides. Iran fires missiles at Israel as Lebanon violence follows Beirut suburb strike. Key developments: Iran launched missiles at Israel for the first time since the April ceasefire mediated by the United States, hours after Israeli forces hit the Beirut suburbs. The strike is described as retaliation for Hezbollah actions toward northern Israel. The Lebanese group said it carried out a drone attack on a military post in the morning. Tehran called the strikes a crossing of red lines and signaled it would continue pressure against Hezbollah. The Israeli military called the action by Iran a grave misstep and pledged to keep up its campaign against Hezbollah in the area. Casualties and immediate impacts in Lebanon. The effects on the ground were limited. Israel said it intercepted all missiles fired from Iran and reported no direct casualties from the strikes in Lebanon. The country's rescue service, Major David Adam, treated several people who sought shelter after the bombardment. Iran closed part of its airspace and halted flights at Imam Khomeini International Airport. Syria also closed southern air corridors for about 12 hours. Reactions and statements: Israeli leaders warned that any further Hezbollah action during the ceasefire would draw more attacks on Beirut. Officials said the new strikes aimed at Hezbollah positions across southern Lebanon, including command centers and rocket sites. Hezbollah claimed it attacked a Dove base, describing it as targeting a concentration of Israeli soldiers earlier in the day. Residents in southern Lebanon reported hearing multiple explosions. Israel later said it had targeted more than 150 Hezbollah sites over the weekend. Two Israeli soldiers died in fighting on Saturday, while Lebanese health authorities reported two deaths and about 20 injuries, including four children and four women. Conclusion: amid a fragile and U.S.-brokered ceasefire, the latest exchanges show how quickly regional tensions can escalate into a broader confrontation. The toll on civilians underscores the humanitarian stakes and the limits of military responses. The region faces a crucial choice between pursuing a durable de-escalation and risking a protracted conflict that could alter alliances and threaten regional stability. To prevent further harm, international mediators and regional leaders must prioritize a credible ceasefire, unimpeded humanitarian access, and a political track addressing the core concerns of Israel's security, Hezbollah's presence in Lebanon, and Iran's role. Lasting peace will depend not on rapid counterstrikes, but on renewed diplomacy, restraint from all sides, and verification mechanisms to restore stability and protect civilians. Frequently asked questions: what sparked Iran's missile attack on Israel? Iran fired missiles hours after Israel bombed Beirut suburbs and hit Hezbollah targets. Iran said the attack crossed red lines. Did Israel strike Hezbollah in Beirut? Yes. Israel says it hit Hezbollah command centers in Beirut suburbs as a reply to Hezbollah fire. Were there casualties from the fighting? Yes. Two Israeli soldiers died. In Lebanon, two people died and about 20 were hurt, including children and women. What did Iran do to its airspace? Iran closed part of its airspace and stopped flights at Imam Khomeini Airport. Syria also closed southern air routes for 12 hours. What did Israel promise next? Israel said it would keep fighting Hezbollah and strike Beirut if Hezbollah acts again. It also said it hit more than 150 Hezbollah targets over the weekend.